to the Thanks a lot for the hard work that you've done. The good news that you're working in the world like I am. The real question is that people that came to my life, that have taken me to my life. And I'm grateful to you that by the life that you have spoken to the world of God, to say that I am. To me, that I am. And it's not that we're sure that when we're out living our lives in the world, just say that. But it's not the story, the terrible story, but it's the story that we're the sinful man before. And that's the way to the healing. And if they go their way, then we will as well take our life flow, riches, and places, and they do not appear. Just like we saw in the prayer, who be those who hear, who be those who hear, let them hear, listen, pay attention. And when I have that word in your life, one of the things that you can God pay attention to, listen to what you say to you. For anything in this world, it's still just leading to your life. And you get your mind. God is going to do something great and change something real today, and God wants you to know who is better and why. God is not just going to do something that you know that you know really well. I'm going to share with that. I'm going to share with you what God is doing. I'm going to share with you that you will always, always continue what you need. I'm proud of you. Without a doubt, it will always give you what you need and you can take from it. But if you feel that God, I do not have, the way I have, I can do it. Master, but the man is work, and the man stays up. Instantly, he's able to walk. So, all the people that work with you, most people are working, they want more serious people to give them a story, working with you. You and David, when he went into the temple first, walking and jumping and praising God, first time he saw him, he went out into the temple first. This is a man living with God. He's God of his temple. 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 And I think it is very, very powerful. You and make you a blessing to other people. You're always giving what you need not what we want. We often feel that we can decide to carry out what we want because we know that that's not the right thing to do. The moment we want to ask what we do is what we need, we think that we're going to disappoint them. So we're kind of conflicted about even asking God for anything. I'm a great believer in turning what your heart desires. No fear can read your mind, read your heart, if you want to make a culture of your heart desires. But if you can put it into words in your mind, in your head, if you're able to put it into words and say it before the Lord, then the Lord will hear it. And I believe that I'm in heaven, and Father honors that prayer. Do your love and time. He may not give you what you want, but he'll always give you better than you. Never will. I was just when I was talking about my future, having been writing right now for 15 years, not knowing where the next few steps would be, my wife and I were talking about our future together, and for that year, it happened. After a while, I got down and after a while, we were working prayers and prayed for God's creation and leading. Raising a new opportunity on Christ to enter into. I always say, Lord, this is a good one to call, and maybe it's just going to be really needed. I thought, well, I'll be honest. I'll be honest with that. The Lord's going to give me what I need, not what I want, and the Lord has left that prayer. But I think it's okay to pray like that as long as you don't feel somewhere over the way God wants you to be. Want. But the Lord is what we need. That's what he's going to do. That's what he needs. He needs salvation. He needs spiritual desires as well. He says he needs it. But he's going to need to see this way. So the Lord is choosing to be an example of what God is capable of doing in the human kingdom. Focus on God and what he wants you to do and pay attention to him. The Lord is giving you what you need because ultimately, what God has granted is to glorify Christians to you and to your daily life, to your needs, your life, your family, your career, your wealth, your friends, your holidays, everything. He wants to glorify you, but he wants you to be great. And thirdly, the gospel is the greatest miracle of all. This is an important point, I think. And as we think about where the past body of man has come, but this is the God, the greatest achievement for this man to hear. The gospel says that God will win to hear about the crucified and risen Jesus, that God. And God in his mercy chose that man to be the true God in his head for the God of the earth. Think about the clear purpose of God in the name of Jesus. This man that he fully knows is made strong. He is Jesus' name and faith that can serve him, that is completely healed him, completely in his body and his spirit. And I think this is what we call glorified. And it's always a good point to ask. Could we Glorified in our life, the day of tomorrow.